Welcome to Taiwan Headlines, news analysis and context from Taichung, Taiwan. I'm Donovan Smith. All right, last week on my social media, I posted some charts from a My Formosa poll with comments on Taipei Mayor and Taiwan People's Party Chair Ke Wenzhe. Now, My Formosa rated faith in or trust in, depending on how you translate it, six leaders, with rankings showing new Taipei Mayor Ho Yo-i of the KMT at number one, Vice President William Lai of the DPP at number two, Taoyuan Mayor Zheng Wenchan of the DPP at number three, Ke Wenzhe at number four, and former new Taipei Mayor and KMT Chair Eric Chu or Zhu Liluan at number five, and current President Tsai Ing-wen at number six. Well, Ke Wenzhe does well in national polling. He's regularly ranked very low by residents of Taipei in polling there. Now, another of My Formosa poll question asked the public who is the most suitable to be president. Unsurprisingly, Ho Yo-i came in first at 22.35% and William Lai second at 21.8%. Ke Wenzhe did quite well, coming in at 17.8%. Pulling up the rear were Eric Chu at 7.1% and Zheng Wenchan at 6.7%. Now, I've been getting a lot of questions recently on the next presidential race, so I'll probably do a full briefing show on that topic soon. But the point here is that Ke is a presidential contender, and he's already announced he'll run if polling shows he has a chance. So far, it looks like he does, though definitely an outside chance. It was the other chart I posted that really caught my attention. It shows faith in or trust in the candidates by party affiliation, broken down into deep, medium, and light, blue and green, and independents. Only about 40%+ of light and medium greens had faith in Ke, but deep greens were clearly suspicious of him, giving him less than 20%. In the independence categories, which Ke ostensibly is supposed to represent, he was in the middle of the pack among the candidates, getting 50%+ to 60%+. The part of the chart that really jumped out, however, was on the pan-blue side. Ke was second among all three categories of blues, only after Ho Yo-i. He even ranked slightly higher than the KMT's own Eric Chu. Now, here's the truly staggering thing. The group that supports Ke the most? Deep blues, followed by medium blues, and then followed by light blues. Both deep blues and medium blues ranked him at over 70%. Now, I've done multiple shows on Ke and the TPP, which you can refer back to for the bigger picture. But suffice it to say that he is run as what I refer to as a Taipei centrist. He brought together a coalition of pan-greens, pan-blues, and a pox-on-all-your-houses voters to win back-to-back elections for Taipei mayor. Taipei centrist, however, isn't the same as Taiwan centrist. Taipei is a blue-leaning city. Most green voters are now aware he's not in their camp, at least not any longer. In terms of messaging, he has mostly been targeting light blue voters, which makes sense. Many identify as Taiwanese but distrust the DPP, and there's turmoil in the KMT. In the My Formosa poll, he did do well with light blue voters, but it was very striking that his strongest support came from deep blue voters. Now, that chart has been very much on my mind. And it was in this context that Taipei City Councilor Miao Boya of the Social Democratic Party released a 13-second video clip on Facebook featuring Ke addressing a camera on CTI TV News. The content? Ke was praising CTI TV News for being the biggest YouTuber news outlet and for the professional oversight of the government, among other things. This is a bombshell. CTI TV lost their license to broadcast on cable TV and has since been removed from Zhonghua Telecom's MOD set-top box due to repeated violations of news ethics. They only broadcast now on YouTube. The channel is backed by Want Want China Times, and the Financial Times reported that they were getting direct orders on some of their content from China. At one point, they were devoting around two-thirds of their entire news programming to then Kaohsiung mayor and presumed presidential candidate at the time for the KMT, Han Kuo-yu. The channel is deep, deep blue. They are so partisan, they make Fox and CNN look like paragons of impartial news reporting. While it's too early to say for sure, this does raise the question of whether he is intentionally reaching out to deep blue voters. And if so, why? Did he see the same poll and decide to move in that direction? I don't know. This is definitely something to keep an eye on. He's come a long way since the days he famously supported Chen Shui-bian for president. All right, that's today's show. Tune in next time, and of course, hit like and subscribe, and it would mean a lot to us if you joined us as a patron on patreon.com/Taiwan Report.
This has been brought to you by the Taiwan Report. For more content like this, become our patron at report.tw.
哎呦，就是那个台湾狗啦，最喜欢我的台湾狗了。